Hi, this is Kat Austin for New Scientist Culture Lab. I'm down at the Shoreditch Book Club in East London with James Bully, who is one half of a team who've done the Variable 4 sound installation, which is being showcased this evening. So, James, can you tell me the concept behind the Variable 4 installation?
So Variable 4 is a weather-generative multi-channel composition that over the last two installations has lasted for 24 hours, but ultimately it's an infinite piece of music. It reacts to the weather in real time, every second, and composes and structures musical systems based upon the input data. Tonight we'll be talking about a recent installation we did at the end of May in Snake Maltings in Suffolk as part of the Fast and Sound Festival. We embedded 8 speakers underneath the Hepworth lawn outside Snake Maltings, and in the centre of that speaker system, which was invisible, was a meteorological grade weather station. Every second, 8 incoming data inputs, such as humidity, wind speed, wind direction, solar radiation, etc., are monitored, and they influence a score of 24 movements and trigger material to play and trigger algorithmic generative techniques to write music.
How do you make the artistic decisions as to how the weather will influence the piece of music?
Well, it's not quite as, say, straightforward and obvious as a thunderclap triggering a timpani hit, but it's not too far away. I mean, we do think about the fact that if we're writing a daytime movement in C major and it's sunny, that perhaps it would be nice to portray that, but we're not wedded to that at all. And in fact, it's interesting to see that people draw their own relationships between music of whatever mood with weather, and it's often quite nice to have a juxtaposition between the two. It's also very, the composition of the score is very heavily related to the site. The whole score is composed brand new each time for each installation.
But are you composing real time? Or?
Well, so the score is it goes through a process of kind of 4 stages. First off, about 7 months before an installation, we will score out and notate in quite a conventional way, 24 movements, all the Western major and minor keys. And each of those have attributes. They have weather conditions related to them, time of day, so day, dusk, dawn and night, meter, a key signature, etc. And we then sit down and write this score, get musicians in, record all the elements, and then edit everything up into, say, a note or 2 notes, or perhaps at maximum a phrase or a melody. And those tiny, tiny fragments, tens of thousands of them within the entire global score, are then manipulated by the weather in real time. So you might take 15 samples and the weather will be reordering those, or an algorithmic process will be choosing what order they play in based upon compositional structures and historical methods of what sounds harmonious.
What appeals to you about relinquishing some of your artistic control to the elements?
I've always been quite wary of the kind of the artist as God approach that often occurs, even through many musicians and artists that I really love. But I've always been slightly uncomfortable with it, never really enjoyed performing on stage. And I also enjoy works with a huge amount of detail in it, and something where you can experience it and really realise that months and months and months of work and ideas have gone into it. And it appeals to me to just allow something like a weather system to act in a natural way and create something that ultimately is kind of a reflection of those natural chaotic processes within something like music.
So I can hear that it's starting to really gear up in the other room, so I won't keep you very much longer, but I just wanted to ask, how did you decide on the name for Variable 4?
It's actually a reference to the shipping forecast, something that I listen to most nights when I'm going to bed.